Retired General Wesley Clark chose an unconventional route for his Democratic presidential campaign. He skipped the Iowa caucuses in hopes of making a big splash in Tuesday's New Hampshire primary, but he finished third, far behind Senator John Kerry, the winner, and former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. General Clark joins me now by phone from South Carolina, site of last night's forum. Good morning, General.
Good morning, Bob.
Was it a mistake to bypass Iowa, or are you now stuck with playing catch-up?
We always knew we were playing catch-up, Bob. And just to be clear to all the listeners, I never had an option to go to Iowa. I got in too late, and I never expected to make a big splash in New Hampshire. People up there are good to their neighbors. And the way I see it is I won the non-New Englander New Hampshire primary. Now we're into a different part of the country. I've got strong organizations, and I feel good about it.
There's widespread agreement you'll have to win in some of these seven states holding contests on Tuesday to keep your campaign going. Where do you think you'll win?
Well, we think we've got several options to win, and we're very happy, you know, with the chance to carry the message from place to place. I enjoyed being in the debate last night. We're trying to get a higher standard of leadership for America, and that's what this campaign is about.
So Tuesday's win will come in Arizona, Oklahoma, Missouri, Delaware?
Well, I don't know if we're going to be competing in Missouri, but that's an area where we just didn't have the organization set. But we're in every other state.
So where is your win?
My win's going to be wherever the people there see the need for someone who can tell the truth and speak out.
There was a big shakeup in the Dean campaign this week. What, if anything, are you changing about your campaign to try to create some momentum?
Well, Bob, I think we've got momentum. We've got strong organizations all over the country, and I'm really very, very pleased with what we're doing. Now, I will tell you this. One of the things we've got is we've got the problems in the economy we're worried about. We're worried about Iraq. And I think the issue is not momentum in the campaign. I think it's concern for the country. Listen, we're bogged down in a mess in Iraq. Over 500 dead, 180. Now we know for certain that we didn't have to go to war with Iraq. It's what I've been saying all along. I've got a success strategy to get us out.
If you were the general now in charge of security and rebuilding, what would you do differently?
If I were the president now in charge, what I would have done is gone into that with a plan that would have handled what was going to happen after we got to Baghdad. There was no plan. Now the president set 30 June as a date. 30 June is a date that makes sense only in terms of American politics. What I would do is I would take this out of the political area and work it as a real regional problem. Meet with Sistani. Organize the kinds of elections. Take time and do the turnover right. And by the way, let's bring our allies fully into this problem.
The Ayatollah Sistani wants elections. Would you go along with that, or would you push for caucuses the way the Bush administration wants?
Well, I don't support the caucus idea of starting with appointed caucuses. I think there's a different way to develop an election. But those are details, Bob, and to work them, you've got to have a leader who's engaged and understands the issues. That's why I'm running.
General Wesley Clark, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.